Hey everyone, welcome back. Today, we're diving into a paper that sits at this fascinating intersection of machine learning and material science, two areas that don't always talk to each other the way they should. We're looking at a study just published in Nature Communications about using transfer learning to design better polymers for something called organic electrochemical transistors. And I know that sounds like a mouthful, but stick with me. The implications here are actually pretty exciting. So here's the problem these researchers were trying to solve. Discovering new materials is expensive and time-consuming. You need to synthesize compounds, test them, collect data, and if you're working with something totally novel, you're often starting from scratch with very little historical data to learn from. That's the classic data scarcity problem in materials science. Now, the team developed what they call a physical knowledge undergirded transfer learning approach, PKUTL, if you want the acronym. The key insight here is that they didn't just throw a generic machine learning model at the problem. They built in actual physical knowledge about how these materials work. That's the undergirded part. They used transfer learning, meaning they leveraged knowledge from related domains to overcome the limited data in their specific field. What were they trying to design? Conjugated polymers for low-voltage organic electrochemical transistors, or OECTs. These are basically transistors made from organic materials that can operate at very low voltages. Why does that matter? Think bioelectronics. Devices that interface with the human body. You don't want high voltage going near biological tissue. So getting devices to work at lower voltages is practically important. And here's where it gets interesting. Their model achieved prediction accuracy above R squared zero, 95 for two critical properties, carrier mobility and threshold voltage. In plain English, that means the model was incredibly accurate at predicting whether a polymer would actually perform well in these devices. But beyond just having accurate predictions, they actually discovered something new about how these polymers work. They identified that the energy level difference between the building blocks, what they call delta HOMO AVG and delta LUMO AVG, is a critical design parameter. Now that might sound technical, but here's the thing. This relationship between energy levels and charge transport had been largely overlooked in the literature. This is actionable design knowledge. It tells chemists what to actually control when they're building these polymers. One polymer they designed, called P3, showed what they're calling ultra-low threshold voltage at negative 0.08 volts. That's impressively low. And it had high charge carrier mobility, 63.5 fcmvs. Again, the numbers matter less than the fact that this is a material that actually works really well for their application. What I find particularly elegant about this work is how they're bridging the gap between black box machine learning and actual physical understanding. They didn't just generate a bunch of candidates and test them randomly. They used the model to surface design principles. They found that things like molecular weight and synthesis conditions, how you actually make the polymer, significantly influence performance. Even something like the viscosity of the polymer solution in different solvents correlates to charge transport properties. That's actionable in a way that pure prediction isn't. A chemist reading this paper doesn't just get told, make this specific polymer. They understand what variables matter and why. The broader implication is methodological. This PKUTL approach could work in other emerging materials research areas where you're data constrained, but where you can encode physical knowledge into the model. That's a significant contribution beyond just discovering this particular polymer. So here's the takeaway. This paper demonstrates that when you combine machine learning with deep physical understanding, you can overcome one of the biggest bottlenecks in materials discovery, the lack of data. And the result isn't just better predictions. It's actual design principles that move the field forward. For applications like bioelectronics that require low-voltage operation, this opens up new possibilities. The work is computational, which means it was all done in simulation and modeling rather than wet lab experiments. But the predictions they're making are directly testable and guide future synthesis efforts. It's a nice example of how the next generation of materials discovery might actually look. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.